Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Beauchamp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Theodore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew takes first base on ball four. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Beauchamp hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Theodore hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Helms moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson is walked intentionally. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAndrew takes first base on ball 4. Dyer moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beauchamp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruse hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0 for 2 in the game. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. Staub moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theodore bunts towards first. Watson juggles the ball. That's an error on Watson. Staub moves to third. Beauchamp moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi strikes out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Staub scores. Beauchamp moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Metzger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Beauchamp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ted Martinez now playing left field. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesualu pinch hits for Roger Metzger. Jesualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. LeMay pinch hits for Jerry Ruse. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Jim York now pitching. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Jim Fregosi. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Garrett steals second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyer strikes out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 4 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 4 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cedeno is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.